Sarah, Abraham's wife, lived to be 127 years old. She is the only woman in the Bible whose age and funeral are mentioned. The family had left Beersheba to go to Kirjath Arba, and it was there that Sarah died. Abraham came to weep over Sarah. Then he set out to find a burial site, because he had no property in Canaan. The Hittites, who were living there, held Abraham in high esteem, and they spoke favorably to him. There followed an exchange of compliments and polite bargaining, and finally Ephron the Hittite sold him a field with a cave at one end, called the Cave of Machpelah. The price of 400 shekels of silver was very high, but the patriarch weighed out the money at once. So the field and Cave of Machpelah became Abraham's property as a burying place for his family, and Sarah was buried in the cave. A loyal and devoted wife, she had travelled throughout Canaan, the promised land, with her husband for more than 60 years. She is mentioned in the New Testament, in Peter's first epistle, for her faith, her obedience, and respectful attitude towards her husband. When Isaac, their only son, reached the age of 40, his father thought it was time for him to marry. Abraham had grown old, and God had blessed him in every way. Now he needed a godly wife for his son, a woman who worshipped the Lord. The Canaanites, who lived in the region, were all heathen. Abraham, however, had received news from his brother Nahor and his family in Mesopotamia. So he summoned the chief servant of his household and made him take a solemn oath not to get a wife for Isaac from amongst the Canaanite women. He told him to go to Abraham's own country and family and get a wife for Isaac from among his relatives. So the steward went off to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. On the evening of his arrival, he made the camels kneel down near the well outside the town. It was the time when the women went out to draw water. Then he prayed, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success today. May it be that when I say to a young woman, 'Please give me a drink,' and she says, 'Drink, and I'll water your camels too,' let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac." Before he had finished praying, a beautiful young girl called Rebecca came with her jar on her shoulder to get water. When she had filled her jar, Abraham's steward asked for a drink. She replied, "Drink, my lord, and I'll draw water for your camels too." As she was drawing water for the camels, the man watched her in silence, wondering if God had already answered his prayer. Then he took out a gold nose ring and two gold bracelets and gave them to her, saying, "Whose daughter are you? Is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" Rebecca answered, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Nahor and Milcah, and we have room for you and fodder for the camels." When he heard these words, the steward bowed down and worshipped God, while Rebecca ran and told her mother's household all these things. Her brother Laban saw the gold ring and bracelets, and went to the well to bring the steward back. As soon as he arrived, Abraham's servant explained the reason for his visit. He spoke of his master Abraham, and how God had blessed him, and made him wealthy, and had given him a son in his old age. He told Rebekah's family that he had come to find a wife for Isaac from among his master's relatives. Then he explained how God had made his journey successful in bringing Rebekah to the well. When they heard all this, Laban and Bethuel replied, "Here is Rebekah, take her and go, and let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has said." Then Abraham's servant bowed down before the Lord and gave costly gifts to the family. Unwilling to delay his return, he insisted on leaving the next day, and Rebekah agreed to go with him. So her family sent Rebekah on her way with her nurse and her maids. She left her people and her country never to return. By faith she answered God's call. Isaac went out to the field one evening to meditate, and he saw the camels approaching. When Rebekah saw Isaac, she got down from her camel and covered herself with her veil. Isaac brought her into his mother's tent. She became his wife, and he loved her, and was comforted after his mother's death. Next episode, the sons of Isaac.